us right now from the legendary group Yes is their legendary bass guitarist, Chris Squire. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing? Are we getting live on that?
We are going to be actually on tape right now. We'll be live soon.
Oh, okay.
How you been?
I've been fine, actually. We just kicked off our touring cycle, and we've just been down in South America for the last 3 weeks, ironing out some of the bugs for our upcoming tour.
We just played a little bit of the new CD, The Ladder. Really nice stuff.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how that one came about. When was the last time you guys did a live CD? A new CD studio?
Oh, it's a new CD.
Yeah, new studio.
Well, actually, we had an album, Open Your Eyes, in 97, which we toured pretty extensively throughout the world during 97 and 98. And, we pretty much decided we wanted to go into a pretty work-intensive period for us. And after we got off the road in October 98, we went straight up to Vancouver and started rehearsing for this new album, The Ladder, which we recorded with Bruce Fairbairn producing. Sadly, it was his last album. He passed away at the end of it, but we had a great time making the record, and we're real happy with the results.
Yeah, it's really nice stuff. You know, it's hard to believe that you guys have been around so long.
It's unbelievable.
It's 32 years, right?
Actually, John and I really got together at the end of 68. That's when we started rehearsing the band, so it's pretty much.
Yeah, so it's 31 years, yeah.
It's 31, Liz. That's not ages too much, 31.
Well, you were just a baby when you started, right?
But
you were just a baby, yeah.
I was, I don't know. What
three.
Was I?
You were 3 years old when you started,
20
right?
20 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Time just keeps flying.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I'm one of these people who was raised on songs like Roundabout and seen all these good people and Owner of a Lonely Heart, so really great stuff. But, I always had a lot of respect for Yes for a number of reasons. One, of course, they had great songs, but the other one was that you guys were willing to experiment a little bit.
Well, yeah, one of the great things about Yes, and, to quote John Anderson, he always says that Yes is a musical adventure, and we've pretty much, during the 70s, we went into those, extra long, side-long pieces of the vinyl album, 20-minute long pieces that we did, and that was one area that we had a lot of success with, and then we weren't really scared in the 80s to go a little more poppy when we did the Owner of a Lonely Heart single and the 90125 album, which was another branch of another version of Yes, and now back in the 90s, we've even tried some new stuff on this new album. There's a little Caribbean, African kind of influence, and there's a bit of Oriental kind of influence on the album. So, we're always looking at different... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry. I heard a beep. Probably my call waiting, but we'll ignore it.
You have to let that call wait.
Yeah.
So, there are a lot of different influences. In fact, I was going to mention that to you, that the African beat that's on there, you can tell that's on there. Where did that come from? Who brought that
in? I don't know. We just started rehearsing, and we started doing a dip. We were really talking about the tune Lightning Strikes as the main proponent of that. And we started rehearsing together, and we just got into this groove, and we kind of thought, hey, we're playing Afro-Caribbean music here. So we just carried on,
Now, how much of that was from Alan White's drumming? Or
Alan's always been, he's always been very interested in pushing different, styles of drumming. He's traveled a lot at, different parts of the world. And in fact, another track on the album, The Messenger, is actually, which is a song that's dedicated to Bob Marley, is very much kind of a Yes stroke reggae kind of song. So that's another influence we got on this album.
Yeah, it's actually a great song too.
Yeah,
I like that. I like the music in this thing. But starts off, you got the song Homeworld, The Ladder.
Yeah.
Really experimental type stuff. Kind of a little bit reminiscent of some of the Moody Blues stuff as well.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's a good thing.
Nothing wrong with that. Do you like Moody Blues?
Sure. They pulled out some good tunes during their life, I guess. They've been around longer than we have.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, some of these groups that have been around for a while, the Rolling Stones and Who, for instance, have seemed to have lost a lot of what they had. But you guys, and the Moody Blues as well, have kept a lot of it, and I think it's because of the kind of music you play and the kind of things that you do. You keep creating new stuff rather than rehashing old.
That's right. Well, we obviously pride ourselves in the fact there is a lot of energy in our music, but I think that when Yes started off, we always started off as a little bit more of a thinking man's band. It wasn't just pure, you know, down and dirty rock and roll, and I guess because of that, you know, 30 years later, we can still carry on creating our type of music, and it doesn't seem dishonest, you know.
Yeah.
So, we just carry on. We're having a great time at the moment. We're having a ball.
I'm talking with Chris Squire from the group Yes. The brand new CD is called The Ladder, and it's available right now. It's from Beyond Music and BMG, around a record store near you. I also have the Yes songs, and I also have an album called The Yes Highlights, The Very Best of Yes, from Atlantic Records. Good stuff.
Okay.
I assume that you must
have... is that a new album from Atlantic?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a compilation, just came out.
Oh.
I actually got this from the record club I belong to. I didn't get it.
Yes, Highlights, another album I didn't know I was having out.
Yeah, it's called The Highlights, The Very Best of Yes, from Atlantic Records, and I got it from one of those record clubs, the BMG Record Club.
Oh, The Very Best of Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, it's called Highlights.
I thought you were telling me there was another one called Yes Highlights.
Well, you never know. I mean,
you never know.
We're talking with Chris Squire, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about yourself, because we don't know that much about you. Where are you from? How'd you learn to play the bass guitar so well? And who were some of the influences you had when you were growing up?
Well, I was born in London, England, and I pretty much was very centered in that age group when I was 15, 16 years old. That's when the Beatles really broke, and so I really became a disciple of that whole thing, that hey, you didn't necessarily have to work in a regular job, you could become a member of a rock and roll band, mm-hmm. you know, and live the life of the Beatles. Of course, when you're 15, 16, that really appeals to you. So I started getting into it then, and you know, and then the Who became my favorite band as I got a little older, and then, you know, at the end of the 60s, that's when we started Yes. And, you know, some of my personal influences on bass have been, you know, Paul McCartney, obviously, and of course there was the great Jack Bruce from Cream, and John Entwistle, of course, from The Who. So I sort of molded my style, you know, pretty much around those three guys.
Mm. Well, that's not three bad guys to mold yourself around.
No, I tried to take the best of all of them. Make it my style.
I'll ask you the same question I ask everybody on here from the rock and roll folks, especially the ones who started in the late 60s. I don't know if it's an age thing, but for me, the mid-60s to the early 70s was, I think, the best music that ever came out around the country and in the world, actually. I'm wondering if you agree with that, or you think that it's just as good now as it was then.
I don't know. It was obviously a very intensively creative period. I mean...
Yeah, Woodstock.
I guess that's when people used to expand their minds a lot for the first time. So, you know. But, you know, I don't think... I still think, you know, every now and again, someone will come up with something, you know, today that feels fresh. Although everything has, obviously, influences from what's gone on. I'm... I think that this is a pretty creative period we're working in again now. It feels like that to me. It feels similar to the 60s to me right now.
Mm. Now, Chris, when you and John started the Yes, did you have any clue, any idea you would ever sell 28 million albums and be such a huge hit? Did you think that you had it in you?
No. I mean, as I said, when we started the Beatles, you know, at that time, really... Although they've been playing those clubs in Germany and everything before, but their visibility worldwide really started around 63, and by 1969 they broke up. So that was a 6-year career, and you know, so when we started Yes in 68, I thought, wow, if we can be together for 5 or 6 years, well, that'll be amazing if we can pull that off, you know? And of course, now it's 31 years later.
It's amazing. How many years?
We pulled that off.
Have you ever thought about going solo? Have you ever done that? Have you done any solo stuff?
Yeah, well, I've done some projects outside of Yes. actually, Billy Sherwood, who's the new guitar player at Yes, and I have a project that we worked on at the beginning of the 90s called the Chris Squire Experiment, and we toured that mainly in California and Arizona. We did some club shows, and actually we do have an album coming out under the title of the Squire Sherwood Conspiracy, which is songs that he and I both wrote from like 1990 onwards until about 95 or 96, and that album will be coming out soon.
The last time,
we'll have a different look at my work.
That's great, Chris. Now, the last time I saw Conspiracy in the title of a group was the Peanut Butter Conspiracy.
The Peanut Butter Conspiracy.
Do you remember them?
What was that, like a super pop band?
That was a band in the mid-60s. They had one album that was called The Peanut Butter Conspiracy Is Spreading.
I vaguely remember.
I liked them, actually.
Oh.
They were a pretty good band. They had one small single that didn't go anywhere, but I happen to like sometimes obscure bands. I assume that, do you have a favorite of a group that's not really popular, but you really like them a lot?
Wow, a band that I really like, but they're not really real popular. That's a hard one. I'll have to think about that. A lot of the people I like usually become popular.
Well, it's because you have good taste, right? the album is called The Ladder. It's available right now. Are you going to be coming into Boston at all, or anywhere?
We certainly are. Let me see. I have a piece of paper right here, I think. It might even tell me where.
Can you mention a few of the things you're doing? Because this is around the whole country, this show. So you may want to just mention a few of the sites coming up. The biggies.
Yeah, you know what I've got here? I've got the Saturday, 11th of December. And I think it's provisional, but it's not confirmed yet, but at the Orpheum.
At the Orpheum Theater?
Yeah.
Cool. What about around New York, Connecticut?
We're doing some shows. We're doing some multiple nights at the Beacon Theater in the city, and Poughkeepsie to, I can see here, Providence, Rhode Island.
When's Providence?
That's on the 12th.
Okay, great.
Once again, I'm reading it. These are still provisional, but I'm pretty sure they'll be.
Well, we'll watch for you. The original group, yes, they're still around, legendary group with The Ladder, and of course, you can also get this cool CD that I bought, the Highlights, the very best of Yes from Atlantic. Really good CD. His Yes song is also a great CD as well. Thank you so much, Chris, for taking some time out to talk to us.
Thank you very much.